This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Haffel. Colorado lawmakers and members of the LGBTQ community gathered at the steps of the Capitol yesterday to kick off a ballot initiative that would remove a ban on same-sex marriages in the state constitution. Nadine Bridges is the executive director of LGBTQ advocacy nonprofit One Colorado. She said lawmakers were incentivized to put the issue on the ballot due to anxiety around U.S. Supreme Court protections for same-sex marriage.
More than one justice has said that same-sex marriage should be revisited. This means that if the Obergefell decision is overturned, same-sex couples cannot be married in the future here in Colorado. If this amendment remains in our state constitution, that's why we're giving you all the chance to fix this wrong.
Six Republicans joined their Democrat peers in the Senate to help pass the ballot measure. An exhibit that focuses on the increasing threat of domestic and international terrorism opened today in downtown Denver. Displays at the Counterterrorism Education Learning Center, or CEL, identify factors that can spark violence. It also teaches visitors how to identify suspicious behavior. Governor Jared Polis.
This powerful interactive exhibit is really a reminder to all of us that we need to work together to keep families, individuals, and communities safe from a diverse range of threats.
Today's opening marks the return of the CEL after a renovation. A note, the CEL is a supporter of CPR News but does not influence editorial content. A proposed tax credit to turn empty offices into apartments could come back next year in the state legislature. A bill to give developers millions of dollars to convert properties into residential units stalled out this legislative session. It was intended to address two problems plaguing communities across the state: a lack of affordable housing and a glut of empty commercial buildings. This year's legislative session ended yesterday. The bill's sponsor says he'll try again next year. This is CPR News and KRCC.